Now, here we go. There's a little bit of confusion here because we've had to change course at very short notice, but I do have the Minister here somewhere. There he is, David Littleproud, Minister for Agriculture and Northern Australia, who's also Deputy Leader of the National Party. Let me just quote from page 4 of the Cairns Post today, and it reads here that visiting Minister Agriculture Northern Australia, David Littleproud, has said, "It's time to deliver Far North water security projects to lock in future prosperity of the region." On a flying tour, Mr. Littleproud visited JCU and the Tropical Reef Shipyard. He met with business leaders in a roundtable discussion on Monday. It's interesting, given that the Cairns Council at the moment is really driving this issue of getting our water sorted by 2026. Now, of course, there's a hell of a lot of money required in this, hundreds of millions of dollars, actually, over $200 million. And what is Bob Manning saying? We need help at both state and federal level. So I'm going to have a yarn with the Minister, David Littleproud, about this matter, obviously. It's of particular concern to our council and, of course, people who are very conscious of the fact that we've been talking about the potential water issue for some years. David Littleproud, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
I presume our mayor has been squeezing your elbow on this matter. How did you go with him on this water issue?
Yeah, look, obviously I understand the concern and the issue that's going to be facing Cairns into the future, and there's a tipping point for that. And while the primacy of that sits with local and federal state governments, federal government will not turn its back. And I think Warren Entsch has been clear on that, and he's already advocated with the Deputy Prime Minister who holds the water infrastructure portfolio, that those conversations can take place. And I think when we work with our state colleagues, we can get things done. But I think the time for studies and for more EISs is over, whether it be for this project, for Cairns, or whether it be for irrigation, for agriculture. I think people just want diesel burnt and want some holes dug and some plumbing done so that we can start to protect the livability of these places, but also grow the economy.
David, interesting you talk about this need for cooperation between state and federal levels. This internecine bickering is very embarrassing at times. It takes on the proportions of what you might expect at kindergarten. There's little you can do to stop it, though, is there? I mean, we're on the sideline saying we need this water issue sorted, and there's just this point-scoring parade going on between federal and state. What are your comments on that?
Well, let me say that there's perfect examples where there isn't. And when you look, since 2003, there have been 20 dams built in this country. 16 of those have been done in Tasmania. The Tasmanian government has simply come out and said, we want to dig some holes, we want to plumb the state. In fact, they're going to come back and ask for the last $400 million to finish off plumbing the entire state of Tasmania. And they've done that, and we've simply cut the check. We've got $3.5 billion of cash sitting there ready to go. All we need is the states to have the courage and conviction to sign off on the approvals. So our constitution gives the ownership and management of resources, whether that be water or trees, to the states. And so if they make those decisions, we've said we've got a checkbook to help you. We've all got a role to play in this. And this is about growing our country, but it's also about making sure the amenity that we enjoy now is still there. I can tell you, by 2030, there'll be a 37% reduction in storage capacity per person per megalitre of water across the eastern seaboard because our population's growing, but we haven't invested in the infrastructure to support them. So anyone in Kansas' ability to turn a tap on to wash the car or even water the garden is going to be challenged unless we come together like Tasmania has come together with the federal government and start to put the shoulder to the wheel on this. But also the opportunity up here in growing Northern Australia and growing Australia is exponential, and it's untapped. And I'm sick of hearing how many opportunities there are in North. We've simply got to start to burn the diesel, have the courage to do it, rather than continue to talk about how can we.
As the Minister for Northern Australia, I'm interested in your view on where we're going with this insurance nightmare. Now, I presume the member for Leichhardt has been twisting your arm on this particular matter. He says he may have the answer to our nightmares, the cost of insurance up here from the 1st of July next year. Now, he's talking about ultimately a situation where there's going to be federal support for this. I don't know how much detail you've picked up from him on that matter. What are your thoughts on the chances of getting a much better insurance deal from the middle of next year?
Yeah, well, that's what Warren Ench has been fighting for so many years, because there's been market failure in the insurance sector up here. And, I mean, obviously the insurance companies have left Northern Australia, yes, particularly North Queensland. Yes. And I don't think it's all that necessarily warranted, but they've used it as an excuse. Mm-hmm. But Warren's been able to fight for a $10 billion reinsurance pool to try and underpin the insurance industry up here in Northern Australia. We've also complemented that with $600 million worth of mitigation works, both at household level and at community level, in terms of community infrastructure, for mitigation works that will reduce the impacts. And the Insurance Council are all telling us these are the great moves that'll see premiums reduced, but we want to see that happen. And I think the insurance industry really needs to be able to be transparent in this, in demonstrating the investment the Australian taxpayer is making, comes to fruition in terms of reduced premiums. And we'll be making sure the ACCC keeps a very close eye over how these insurance companies behave. And I've got to say, the state government is partnering with us in some of those mitigation works, which is a good thing. And that's about making sure that we're protecting lives and the livelihoods of people, particularly in North. And we're hoping that they'll continue to partner with that us in that $600 million. And if they do that, then we'll be able to do a lot more mitigation works than we've got at the moment. And that'll feed into reduced prices, as well as this significant win that Warren Ench has got around the reinsurance pool.
Now, don't go away. Obviously, they haven't missed you. We've got Advance Cairns in your ear here. You've also got other business groups talking about the Karanda Range Road that we've been talking about for fair dinkum half a century and not cutting through at all. But Advance Cairns have discussed in detail this section of the Kennedy Highway from Mareeba to Cairns being added to the National Road Network, which fundamentally opens up the funding we require. What were your thoughts on what you were presented with yesterday?
Well, I think it makes sense. And I think when you look at where the exponential growth for agriculture will come from up here in North Queensland, but you have to underpin that with the infrastructure. And I think what their proposal is quite strategically sound. What they're saying is this should be a road of national significance. It should fit in with the rest of those significant national roads that the federal government partners in. So simply we need the Queensland minister to write to the federal minister to say, include it in what, if you see the signs, the old A1, you see those on the signs, that's the national roads that we help fund. And so what we're saying is that simply if Mark Bailey was to be inclined, it would then become a decision for the federal government to include it. You then underpin that strategically in a partnership between state and federal governments in making sure there's a solution. And that solution will come from the state government. Well, we don't employ engineers, and nor should we, because we'd be duplicating government bureaucracies. So we would simply say, well, part of that partnership, you tell your engineers how we're going to cross there, yes, how we're going to do it sustainably,
yes,
and link it right across Northern Australia. I think that's the opportunity. If you make that another major arterial, you'll, yes, be able to do a significant loop right around Australia, something that I think, in particularly for those poor southerners, are looking to have a good look around Australia at the moment, yeah, to get out and have a good look at their own country, yeah, if we've got the infrastructure to be able to do that. But more importantly, for our resources and our agriculture, it'll open up the north more significantly than anything else.
I just want to take this up with you briefly too, because I think a lot of people have fingers crossed about China. Is it going to continue at this rate, basically turning their back on Australia? Of course, that means our opportunities in trade are drying up. And of course, the appeal's gone out yesterday to primary producers, or all exporters, saying, get ready because it's going to get worse. Start finding alternatives. Don't rest on your laurels. We've done well so far, but keep finding those alternatives. Josh Frydenberg says Australia's relationship with India is going to be critically important to the nation's future economic prosperity. Exporters now looking to diversify those markets away from China. What are your comments on these developments?
Well, proudly, we've already started and done it. In the budget in October last year, there's over $230 million in diversification projects, and that's one about making sure we've got a streamlined exporting system, but also putting boots on the ground. I've got 22 agricultural councillors that are in embassies and high commissions around the world, and their job is to get market access commodity by commodity, and we've already seen that. So we've sent our first shipload of barley to Mexico to go into their beer. We also signed an agreement with Saudi Arabia to send 750,000 tonnes of barley when the Chinese made made claims against our barley producers. We've also got better meat access in Saudi Arabia. We've opened up the live export of sheep to Saudi Arabia. India's given us better access for our grains around fumigations, which reduces the costs. Same with Sri Lanka and Pakistan have also done that. So we actually already are diversifying. And if you look at our agricultural exports, we're not going to feed the world. We produce a high-end product. Mm. And so we'll be looking at the top end of the market. And because of that, while China has made decisions against us, which we are challenging in the WTO, we have been able to send boats left and right to get our agricultural produce around the world. And that says a lot about our producers. But let me just say, we've made it clear, we continue to reach out to China to have dialogue. The best way to resolve any conflict, whether it be internationally or at home, is through dialogue. And so we said our hand is there, but we will not compromise on the values and principles and the nation's sovereignty, of which over 100,000 Australians have lost their lives defending. To trade that away is something Australia will not do, but we will continue to have that dialogue when you are ready. But until then, those are the principles on which we will trade with you and which we will have discussions with you. And that is something that I think Australia should stand proud of. But know in the fact that because we produce the best food and fibre in the world, we are able to send boats left and right, and our producers are still making a quid.
Great to talk to you this morning, David Littleproud. Stay in touch. Thank you.
Thanks. I'll be glad to come back to Cairns.
Excellent.
Anytime.
Excellent. He's the Ag Minister and also Minister for Northern Australia, most importantly for us at the moment. David Littleproud is also Deputy Leader of the Nationals. And we'll stay in touch with him on those really important issues, insurance, water, etc. Whatever it is, if you want to pick up on matters with the Minister in that discussion, and there'll be opportunities through the morning, 1300 872 911.